This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Many Coloradans are also remembering Pope Francis as a transformative leader who redefined what it means to serve the global community. Ruth Rowland of Bennett Hill Monastery in Colorado Springs recalls his groundbreaking approach.
I think Pope Francis was the first pope who really understood the concept of intersectionality. He understood that climate change, poverty, migration, forced migration, racism, that's all connected. And he gets that.
Francis was 88. We'll bring you information about local vigils and events here in Colorado to remember the Pope as soon as it becomes available. Governor Polis vetoed a bill last week that critics said would hurt the public's ability to access government records. KUNC's Scott Franz reports the veto has teed up a rare clash with lawmakers over transparency rules.
The measure would give governments more time to respond to records requests from everyone except journalists. Polis says he wants to nix it because nobody should get preferential treatment. Bill sponsor Kathy Kipp of Fort Collins says she wants the legislature to override the veto.
We're not trying to be unfair or create hurdles. We're trying to make it easier for those records custodians and give them a little bit more breathing room.
Transparency advocates say records have already become harder to get in Colorado because of rising fees. Jeff Roberts leads the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition.
So until we do something about the fees, I think we don't want to add additional barriers for the public.
The bill would have to pass again with two-thirds support in both the House and Senate to become law. Reporting for KUNC and the Colorado Capital News Alliance, I'm Scott Franz.
You're listening to CPR News.